Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he's surprised by the current level of violence in Iraq. At least 88 U.S. soldiers and Marines have been killed this month. That's more than the number lost during the invasion of Iraq a year ago. Rumsfeld told reporters at the Pentagon yesterday he would not have estimated the number of casualties U.S. forces are currently taking in Iraq. He also announced that the tours of some 20,000 troops in Iraq have been extended for 3 months. NPR's Eric Westerveld is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Weren't the number of U.S. forces in Iraq supposed to be reduced about now?
Well, that's right. The U.S. had planned to draw down the troop strength to about 115,000 by this summer. So with this extension made formal yesterday, the U.S. will have about 135,000 U.S. troops in Iraq well into the summer and perhaps longer, at least another 3 to 4 months. And of those 20,000 troops, most are from the 1st Armored Division, which has been in Iraq for a year, and the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment, along with some logistics and support units. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said, quote, "We regret having to extend those individuals," but he added, "The country's at war and will do what is necessary to succeed."
He's not admitting to mistakes, is he?
Well, he didn't quite go that far, Bob, but he admitted that he underestimated the continued level of violence in Iraq a year after the fall of Saddam Hussein. He said, quote, "I certainly would not have estimated that we would have had the number of individuals lost that we've had lost in the last week." And as you pointed out, this has been the deadliest month, both in terms of dead and wounded, for U.S. soldiers in Iraq. And for Iraqis, an estimated 1,000 killed, including an unknown number of civilians.
Many former military leaders and members of Congress have been insisting over the past year the U.S. needs many more troops in Iraq. Why has the Bush administration resisted that?
Well, that's right. Before the war, last year, former Army Chief of Staff General Eric Shinseki said more than 200,000 troops would be needed to keep the peace in Iraq, an estimate that civilian Pentagon leaders, including Secretary Rumsfeld, dismissed, Bob, as way off the mark. The Bush administration has said that they will, you know, give the commanders on the ground the troops they need to get the job done in Iraq. But clearly, in an election year when the U.S. military is stretched thin with deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan, South Korea, the Balkans, and elsewhere, there's been a great reluctance to send any more troops. And the administration has also resisted calls to permanently expand the size of the active duty force.
And extending tours affects morale.
Clearly. I mean, these folks had been looking at the calendar and said, we're going to do 12 months, boots on the ground. That's the Pentagon promise. And now they feel like that's been broken. I've talked with several wives of soldiers who've had their tours extended. And, you know, they say morale is hurt by this. They're disappointed. Some expressed a kind of confidence, saying, well, we're honored to be picked to be the unit to stay and continue the fight. But clearly they were looking forward to coming home, and it's tough on families.
Also complaints the military relies too heavily on reservists and National Guard troops.
That's right. About a quarter of the 20,000 troops extended, Bob, are from the Guard and Reserve. The Pentagon continues to rely heavily on them, and that's not likely to change. And in many of the barracks of Guard and Reserve forces across Iraq, there's popular graffiti that says, "One weekend a month, my ass."
NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westerveld.